And blessings be multiplied to you, dear friend. Wumi Ademola here, your partner in the pursuit of intimacy with God. For some weeks, we have been discussing the subject, pursuing holiness, based on Hebrews 12, verse 14, which says, "Pursue peace with all people and holiness, without which no one will see the Lord." However, friend, you must understand that to live the holy life that God requires, you need the help of the Holy Spirit. You simply can't live holy without the Holy Spirit. Zechariah 4:6 says, "Not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord." It was through the power of the Holy Spirit that our Lord Jesus Christ himself lived a holy life unto God. Hebrews 9:14 tells us that Jesus, through the eternal Spirit, offered himself without spot to God. If Jesus needed the Holy Spirit, you bet that we do too. Now, listen to the broadcast today and discover how you can partner with the Holy Spirit and live a holy life all the days of your life. God bless you.
Jesus was a man who lived his life, Son of Man, God in flesh, to rescue human beings to the point that he laid down his own life. But the Bible tells us in Hebrews 9:14, Jesus didn't do this by his own power. He did it through the eternal Spirit. Through the Holy Spirit, he offered himself without spot to God. And so if we also are to offer ourselves without spot to God, if you are to break that addiction, brother, if you are to stop going back to that pornography website, sister, if you are to stop backbiting, you can't do it in your strength. It has to be through the power of the Holy Spirit. You have to engage him in very close partnership. That's what the word through means. He does it through you, but he doesn't do it without you. It's you and him walking in partnership together. Go with me to Philippians chapter 2. You see what I'm talking about? Philippians chapter 2 verse 12. Listen to what the word of God says. It says, "Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence." Let's read that place together. I want to let's go. "Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling." Can you see? So can some people say that you born again, you don't do anything, you know, you work out this salvation you received. You work it out. And look at what verse 13 says. It now says, "For it is God who works in you, both to will and to do for his good pleasure." Amplified says, "It is God who works in you," the Spirit of God, "energizing and creating in you both the power and the desire to do God's will." So the Holy Spirit is the one who will give you the desire as well as the power to do what is right, to also preach the gospel. However, notice that verse 12, your action in verse 12 comes before his own action in verse 13. If you don't walk out, he can't walk in. There's certain walkouts you and I must be engaged in on a regular basis before the Holy Spirit can now walk in us and continually give us that power to live a life of holiness. And so in the remaining part we have with this series, I'm going to share with you the spiritual walkouts that you need to do. It's not enough for you to just wish, "I will live a holy life." There are certain things you must do. That's why the Christian life is not a lazy one. Pastor says it's a race of responsibility. We have to do away with this Christianity of comfort. Jesus said it himself, the road is difficult. Now, difficult doesn't mean impossible. It just means it's going to require effort. So there are some workouts we need to do before the Holy Spirit can work in us. As we are working out, simultaneously, the Holy Spirit is going to be changing us. Your desires, your appetites, your affections, it's just going to happen. It's just going to be changing. He will do it. It's just like a physical workout. Now, for a long time, someone like me, I have been wishing to have, how do you call the pack for the women? If it's men, it's six pack. What is woman? Just flat abs. All right. So I've been wanting to have super, super flat abs. Like the kind of abs and waist I had before I had three children. All right. But it's possible. It's very possible. However, I've not been able to work out. I don't like working out. So because I'm not working out, muscles are not working in. Muscles are not toning. Instead, fat is increasing. But if I want flat abs, as I'm working out, I'm not inside. I can't get inside myself. I can't change myself on the inside. But change is naturally happening as I'm doing the sit-ups. As I'm doing it, something is happening inside. You see, people of God, don't try to change yourself from the outside. Change is something that happens from the inside out. As you are just doing certain things, Holy Ghost is working inside. However, the same way as muscles cannot work when I am not working out, Holy Spirit cannot change you if you are not doing these things that I'm going to be sharing with you. The first workout that I want to share with you this morning, the most fundamental, is simple. He wants you to spend time alone with Him. The key word is alone. Someone say after me, say, spend time alone with God every day. Can you tell your neighbor, say, spend time alone with God every day. This was the secret of our Lord Jesus, because He just presented Himself. You see, in Exodus chapter 33, verse 18, Moses said a prayer. He first said the prayer in verse 13. He said, Lord, show me your way that I may know you. How many of us want to know God more? It's more than wishful desire. And so he prayed, show me your way that I may know you. Then in verse 18, he said, please show me your glory. At the time Moses was praying this prayer, he was in the midst of the congregation. And the Father wanted him to know that the most intimate parts of myself, I don't reveal it in public. You want to know me? Come and be alone with me. And so in Exodus 34, he told Moses, he said, present yourself to me. Be ready in the morning. Present yourself to me. Come up to the mountain. He said, let nobody be with you. The Spirit of the Lord told me, the problem with the church, with a lot of His people, why they are still on the same level, still struggling with the same sins, so indifferent to the preaching of the gospel. I can't understand someone that encounters God, how you can feel comfortable Sunday in, Sunday out, just sitting your butt on the chair doing nothing for the kingdom. It's because you've not encountered Him. But anyway, if you encounter Him, you can't remain the same. And He said the reason why His people have not encountered Him is because the majority of our interaction with God is in the church. For the most part, our relationship with God is public. No relationship with a man and his wife can be strong if the only time they interact is in the presence of other people. No, strong relationships are built in secret. If you want to experience the realness of God and a very uncommon partnership, I tell you, He is so real, more real than the human being sitting next to you. You've got to take your walk with God beyond the public and seek Him daily. He says many of His people are so inconsistent, and even those of us that do, we don't give Him quality time. We have our little daily bread devotion, open heaven devotion, which we do for about 15 minutes and we're out. I mean, what husband and wife can ever develop intimacy by just 15-minute interaction every day? No. You have to spend quality as well as quantity time. And when Moses was on the mountain with the Lord, Exodus 34, God became more real to him than ever before. The Bible says God descended in a cloud. God stood by him. And God began to unravel. I tell you, there are depths in God you will never get to if you limit your relationship with God to just coming to church every week. You've got to pursue him on your own. You've got to separate yourself on a daily basis. My own encounter and intimacy with the Holy Spirit began. I was inspired by Dr. Mike Murdock. It began by keeping daily appointments with God in a place that I call the secret place. A place in my house. It could be your closet. It could be a special corner and say, God, you and I, this is our meeting spot.
Beloved, the greatest decision that you could ever make is the decision to accept God's free gift of salvation. And so I want to invite you today to make the decision to make Jesus Christ your Lord and your Savior, to surrender your life completely unto him. And all you need to do is to surrender your life today. Ask him to save you from your sins, to give you a brand new heart, and help you to follow him all the days of your life. And if you make that decision today, I'd like to email you an e-copy of my book, Up Close and Personal with Jesus Christ. That book is going to help you to better understand what it really means to be a Christian and how you can live your life 100% for the Lord Jesus Christ. All you need to do is to email me at knowinggodradio@gmail.com. I look forward to hearing from you. And also remember that you should feel free at any time to send me your prayer request and praise report at the same address. I look forward to hearing from you. God bless you.
Thank you for tuning in to today's broadcast. We believe you've been truly been empowered to grow deeper in love with God. If you'd like to be added to our mailing list for news about upcoming broadcasts, please feel free to email knowinggodradio@gmail.com. That's knowinggodradio@gmail.com. You may also email your prayer requests and prayer reports of how God has blessed you by this program to this address. We look forward to hearing from you. Knowing God Radio with Wumi Ademola is a production of the Dominion Lifestyle Media. For more information about our church and inspirational ministry resources, please visit our website at www.dominionlifestyle.org.
I want to know you, Lord. I want to see your face, feel your embrace. I want to talk with you. I want to walk with you every day. I want to know you, Lord. Growing deeper in love with you. I want to know.